Okay, the question was asked, what is the ksuba, and why is it so important that our sages said you shouldn't remain with your spouse without having a ksuba, meaning if it was lost, you got a problem, go rewrite it right away. You're not supposed to dwell together without a ksuba. So a ksuba is really a written contract which delineates the husband's obligations in the marriage. Now, our sages instituted it as a way of protecting the woman. Technically, a man could marry a woman and then when he gets upset at her, tell her, honey, we're done, goodbye. So he could divorce her very easily. Along came the sages and said, we want to delineate in writing many obligations to the guy, including a large sum of money, and we want to write that all his assets are on lien towards this ksuba, so that us husbands, the troublemakers, won't be so quick to kick out the wife. Because the man's nature is that he gets fed up with his wife. That's the nature of man. And the nature of man is that he doesn't have appreciation for what she actually does do. And so he is very apt to get rid of her very fast without giving it the proper weight. And so our sages really instituted the ksuba with all these stringencies, like you mentioned, including the prohibition of living together under the same roof without a ksuba as a way of protecting the woman. And there are many laws within the laws of ksuba that as you read them and understand what's going on, you understand they're there to protect the woman. That's why I laugh when people speak about rabbis' attitude to women. If people only knew how far the rabbis went to protect women, I don't think they'd say half of what they say. People get caught up on one little nuance of halacha, and if they knew the broad halachos, they'd realize that there are many, many, you have whole tractates about protecting the honor of a woman. So this is the greatest example, Ksubos, which is one of the largest tractates, which discusses this exactly.